And the things chickens lay are called?
Called most of the eggs.
All right. And the center of the egg is called the?
The yolk.
And what color is that?
It's usually pink or red or
all right.
Different color from the red.
All right. What is the, well, let's see, I don't see anything around here that it is that color, but sometimes paper gets that color if it gets old. You know, when paper gets old.
Let's see, it's, what is the word? I know what you're thinking about there.
Well, this color right here, like this paper is.
Mm-hmm. That's really getting.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I can see it. I don't know what you're thinking about. Yeah. I don't get
the color. Yeah. I was thinking of here, for example. What color is this, the top here?
Well, it's really getting yellow.
Okay. Now, would you ever use that word for the center of an egg?
Yolk or yellow. Yeah, okay. That's right. It'd be more yellow and would be red. That's right.
Okay. And if you put eggs in water for 3 minutes without breaking the shells, you come up with
hard boiled.
All right, and what if you break the shell and cook it for just a couple minutes in the water until...
You poach them.
All right. Do you ever make poached eggs?
Very often, yeah.
How do you prepare those?
Drop them in, have your water... not necessarily hot, just put them in water and let your water boil. But drop the egg in them, in the water, and let it boil for about... just barely come to boil.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want to, sprinkle a little salt and a little pepper over them by the time you take them out.
All right. Now, here are some different kinds of cuts of meat from a hog. Meat that's salted but not smoked from a hog would...
The meat that's salted...
Do you ever salt meat without smoking it, or do you always smoke it?
We don't always smoke it. No, we don't always smoke it. That'd be olden times. They always smoked it. That keeps the flies out and helps to dry it. But very seldom smoke it anymore. Sometimes you get some, as you say, smoke. But you have to meat always has to be salted to preserve it. The salt's what preserves the hams and the. Yeah. All the meat,
what do you call that meat on a hog that has very little lean in it?
Well, that's fat back.
All right. Now, is would fat back have any lean in it at all?
Very little, if any.
All right. What do you call it that has a little lean, a little more lean?
That's bacon.
All right.
Where it has more lean, mostly. A good part of it is lean. That's bacon. Make the bacon out of the side of a hog, where about half of it is bacon and about the other half is about fat back.
I see. Now, would you ever call that call it anything other than bacon? Would you ever call it side meat or middling? Middling meat?
Middling, that was a good one. The middling name, middling, would be because it's about the middle of the hog, you see, comes out about the middle.
All right. And if you're talking about bacon, you know, the big piece of bacon, what do you call that, you know, when it's in a big...
What do you call it, side meat or bacon or...
Do you ever call it a flitch or a slab or a side of bacon?
You could call it a side, that'd be...
All right.